The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the season-opening 358 Modified event from the Woodhole Raceway in Woodhole, New York. Steve Kellogg and I will have all the action in just a moment, but up first, we'll talk with new track promoter Ted White to get his thoughts on what it's like to be a track promoter after being a car owner for many years. That and more as we come to you tonight from the Woodhole Raceway in Woodhole, New York. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And welcome back here to the Woodhole Raceway, where you have a chance to chat with the new promoter of the Woodhole Raceway, Ted White. Ted, thanks for having us here, and welcome to the broadcast.
Sean, we appreciate you and Steve to come tonight. Hoping you're enjoying the facility and the track prep that we put into this. It's kind of holding with us. The rain showers kind of took care of our dust problem. We was wondering if we was going to have to bring the water truck out or what, but the two little rain showers we got kind of set the track back into pace for our feature, so we kind of lucked out again.
But what little dust you did have was just flying off, and the track's been in tremendous shape. Talk about making the transition from being a race car owner to a track promoter.
You know, the work is, it's the same hard work goes into the track as, you know, as it did our race team. You know, the boys that drove for us was very successful, and we put our hard work into the track as we did the cars, and all the drivers are seeming to appreciate it. You know, we've had a smooth track. There's, you know, not been a lot of bumps or big holes, so the drivers have really held their hand out on that aspect. But, you know, we've got a problem with the wall. It's shadowing a little bit here coming down the front stretch, and we think maybe painting will take care of that.
What was the biggest challenge that you looked at coming into being a promoter, and what's the biggest thing you've learned about being a promoter so far?
Oh, I don't know. Being an owner for 10 years, you know, I thought I'd seen every curveball that they could throw, but I've caught a few in the last couple weeks that, you know, the racers, you know, they're all great people, and you add the competition and the racing, and you see the other side of them, some, you know, of the hard work they put in their car, you know, I understand that work, but it's the main thing is just keeping a smile on your hand out, you know, to thank them for coming and appreciate their business.
One of the things that has been happening last couple weeks that was also a theme last year throughout the Northeast is rain. Talk a little bit about approaching rain from the standpoint of having been a car owner, where you're sitting back wondering whether or not they're going to make the call to call the race, and now you're the motor, now it's your job to decide whether or not to call the race.
You know, you wake up on Saturday morning and it's cloudy, and you think, okay, if it's going to rain, and, you know, and if the promoter's going to call it, for we can go do something with, you know, family and friends. And, you know, you get your heart and soul into the track and the work behind the scenes to get this ready on Saturday night, and you got a rain shower at 4 o'clock, and you think, okay, we'll get it in, everything's good. And it comes around at 6 o'clock, and you're seeing the grandstands ain't as full, and the pits aren't as full, and you think, oh boy, am I making the right call? But, you know, we was under the gun. You know, the first night we had to go, and it was cold. You know, we threw the green flag in a sportsman feature, and we had snowflakes, you know, and I thought, oh boy. But it was really amazing, the fans that were in the grandstands that first night. I thought, well, heck, I think I can run in December and January. These guys are going to show up. And last week, we thought we had her made, and then that rain shower hit us right after the first feature, and then it was a whole new aspect. Like, okay, how am I going to make this up? So, you know, then tonight, I thought, you know, we got a nice track, we got a good crowd, and that first rain shower come in, I'm thinking, oh, here we go again. And we got through that one, you know, in good shape, and then the second one rolled in, and here we are. So I think we're good shape now. You know, the window looks good, but as far as pulling a trigger to say, you know, we're not going to race, I understand why they wait to the last minute, mm-hmm. because, you know, behind the scenes, the payments and the work to get this track ready, it takes a lot.
And I was just going to ask you, before we get off talking about the rain, have you developed a philosophy now as a track promoter to decide when you wake up on Saturday as to what time you might wait till before you pull the plug, looking at the weather situation?
No, you know, because the meteorologists have definitely missed this for the 3 weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago, it was supposed to be sunny and good. And the week before that, you know, it was supposed to be cold with a slight chance of shower, and it got cold enough where we had a snow shower. So, no, I don't think any track promoter, I mean, unless it's definitely green, you know, for a two-day period, I don't think you would pull the trigger unless it's raining. Now, I mean, like tomorrow, it's calling for rain all day, and I'm thinking you'd wake up in the morning, you'd say, okay, this isn't going to be a go. But is the way the radars look for the last couple weeks, it's been on that teeter-totter, so you just ride it out.
Speaking of promoters, you're taking over for Vern Watson, who turned this place into the highest drawing card throughout all of New York State in terms of number of cars per division. How do you intend to continue that success that he has developed?
You know, and I think the only thing we've done that Vern hasn't, you know, we've replaced the wall. It was dangerous to the drivers. We put, you know, more guardrail up in one and two. The main thing, you know, the fans walk in here, and I said this in the past interviews, we haven't done a lot for the fan to come in here and say, wow, look what Ted's done. But the drivers, if the drivers feel safe and they can race on our track, you know, we're not too slick. It's not rough. The wall's safe. You know, get the lighting correct. Get the barriers safe, you know, for the fans to catch, you know, the flying off tires and stuff. And if the cars feel comfortable, they'll keep coming. And I think the fans will talk about it and bring more cars. And, you know, we haven't had any bad publicity.
And what other improvements do you have on the docket that you may be taking a look at over the course of this year?
You know, I learned one thing. Last fall, I come out and I said, I want to do this, 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 this. And them guys drawed down a double barrel, and they was holding me to say what I was going to get done, you know. Thank God we got the wall done. We got the caution lights out of the corners. One of the main things I want to do is I want to get these electric lines out of the infield and clean up the overall view of the fans to watch a race, and they don't have abstractions of what they're seeing. Us getting the caution lights down on the poles, you know, we have a hard time seeing them here, but the drivers can see them a lot better. And the lights that were there, you know, a third of them only work. And I was talking to Ed Vecchio and Tim Kelly at the mall show, and the turn three caution lights, Tim always said he was scared his wing was going to catch him and flip him over. So just to make these guys feel safe and make sure that they know that we're working for them to give them a good racetrack and a safe racetrack, and you know, they're bringing great cars and a lot of fans. So my main goal is just to make this safe for them.
Sounds great. Ted White, the new promoter here at the Woodhull Raceway, joining us here on our pre-race show. We'll take a break, come back. Steve Kellogg and I will have the first of three heat races for the 358 Modified. You're listening to 358 Modified action from the Woodhull Raceway on the Dirt Track Channel.com. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe On, Wipe Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's MOSGOLD.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
And we welcome you back to the Woodhull Raceway here along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. Steve, again, always a pleasure to have you with us on the broadcast here at Woodhull.
I always enjoy coming over. It's a real pleasure working with you on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And what I really like about it is getting the word out about the local tracks we have up here in the southern tier of New York State.
Great tracks, great people, and of course this year, under new guidance, Ted White taking over for Vern Watson, and there have been some changes already. Why don't you tell the fans a little bit about what some of the changes are physically around the racetrack?
Well, the biggest change that Teddy did when he came in, he never liked the front stretch wall. It was the Armco barriers, and when a car got into it, it just kind of sucked them in, and plus they were so bent up and everything that the edges were sticking out and stuff. Well, the guardrails are gone. It's all concrete wall down through there now. I haven't been down on a front stretch to look at it, but it's concrete blocks. They set them up on top of each other and went that route. And it looks real nice, and to my knowledge, nobody's tested it out yet.
That's hopefully they keep it that way. Another thing that I noticed, and you pointed it out to me, there are no strings of light like I used to see back in the days at Flemington. They've gone with some new high-tech lights around the track now.
Yeah, they used to have the red and yellow lights that were strung across the track from a pole on the outside to a pole on the inside in all four corners. Well, they're history now, and they have lights on the outside of the front stretch and on the inside of the back stretch. Plus, they have one right in the center that points at the crowd. And they are flashing, so it's, like you say, more high-tech.
It looks like it's an LED light, so that's going to be more bright. And it's also going to get the driver's attention real quick, but also running one-way radios this year as well. As usual, this is Woodhull. It's high-banked, three-wide racing. Track is in fantastic shape. We've had a rain shower a little while ago before the modifieds are just about to come out onto the track. It's been one of those days where it was very warm and humid. Showers have popped up, and it's not been a bad shower. I think it's actually helped the track out a little bit more.
Not only did we have a little shower, but it was during a held-over feature that was rained out from last week.
Yeah.
They ran two complete features, the Crate Sportsman and the Mini Stock features, before we even got into the regular show tonight.
And we're about ready to get into our regular show. The first of three heat races for the 358 Modified are out onto the track. 22 cars in all, and Steve has the lineup.
Front row is the 2B of Ronnie Cartwright in his 358 Modified. Ronnie has a big block, a small block, and a Crate Sportsman that he runs on Friday night. Outside of him is Zeke the Streak, Ray Bliss. Second row inside the 06 of Tim Guild. Outside of him, 5W, Ronnie White out of Rochester. The 6B, Ray Dan, is inside the third row. Outside of him is the 81 of Donnie Knowles. And bringing up the last row is the 1 of Stacy Jackson and the 60 of Bobby Davis. And I don't see Bobby Davis out there.
No, we don't see Bobby at all. And different colors this week for Ray Bliss and the Bliss logging number 27Z, blue.
Yeah, when you told me it was blue, I said, nah, can't be.
It is. And it starts this year, folks, starting off at turn number four, not on the front stretch like we've had him in the past. Here they come, they angle off of that number four corner, and the green flag is out.
And Cartwright takes the lead going into turn one. He's running a low, drifts up into Zeke. Looks like Zeke's going to try the low side on down the back stretch, and he does.
Bliss works to that inside, Cartwright to the outside. It's a two-car battle for that top spot. Going to be Ray Bliss. Whoa, one car gets sideways off of turn number four.
That's a 6B of Ray Dan.
He gathered it back in, but that created a traffic jam behind them. But up front, it still continues to be Ronnie Cartwright, Ray Bliss, our front row starters battling for the lead.
And Cartwright's taking the high side, Bliss the low side. Bliss takes the short way and takes the lead. And Tim Guild is kind of squirrely coming out of the corner, but he gathers it back in. And Cartwright still on the high side trying to get around Zeke.
Guild and Bliss, the only two drivers right now running sail panels in this heat race, coming up on lap number three. And it's Ronnie Cartwright going to the high side. And the orange and white number 2B lead for a moment, but back here comes Ray Bliss.
Ronnie's always liked the outside. He's got him cleared this time.
And it's a full straightaway back to the 6 of Tim Gill with Ron White sitting there in fourth at the moment. Battle continues up front. These guys are almost glued. Cartwright on the outside, Ray Bliss on the inside. It's Cartwright at the moment as we have four laps in the books, but right back on the low side, here comes Ray Bliss.
Side by lap after lap, corner after corner.
And you were telling me a story before about Ray Bliss and his one-time shot at beating the big boys.
Yeah, his claim to fame was beating Alan Johnson on a TV show from Weedsport one night and then blew it up after taking the checkered flag. Two to go, and Bliss just edges Cartwright at the line.
And as that was happening, Tim Gill about came to a stop perpendicular to turns three and four, and that has kept everybody at bay. It is a two-car battle. They come off of turn number four. The white flag is out this time by. It's Cartwright at the line by a bumper.
I would call that a dead heat, that lap. That was really close. We'll get the cameras ready. We're going to need it on this next lap. They're coming for the checkers right now.
Cartwright to the high side. Bliss to the low side. Here they come off of turn number four. Cartwright on the high side. Will the momentum keep them going? No. Ray Bliss by inches over Ronnie Cartwright. And off of turn number four for third, it's going to be Tim Guild, Ronnie White, and I think the 6 of Ray Dan may have snuck in there for fifth. But boy, what a great two-car battle between Ronnie Cartwright and Ray Bliss for that entire 8-lap heat race.
This is the first time out for a lot of these guys. Granted, Woodhull's got two shows in the books this year, but this is the first time that the 358 Modifieds have been on the track.
And, you know, that was such great racing. It reminds me that later on this evening, you and I will be talking about the Moe's Gold clean move of the race.
Yep.
Moe's Gold back with us again this year as the official sponsor of our clean move of the race. Steve has the lineup for heat race number two.
Heat race number two, front row, Frank Dunning in the 31. Outside of him, the number four of Dylan DeWert. Second row inside is Dave DuBois, lawman Dave DuBois. Outside of him, Brooks Leach in the 75. Third row inside is the L1 of Lucas Scroff. Outside of him, Brian Doolittle. And bringing up the rear in Herbie Wright's number 88 is Kenny Peoples Jr.
And the bat is flying tonight on top of the 88. Very polychromatic scheme there for Frank Dunning on the pole. And equally polychromatic is Dylan on the outside.
Dylan.
I'll get it right one of these years, Dylan.
If anybody's familiar with the four car that Brett Hearn used to drive, Dylan's car looks almost identical to it.
Off of turn number four, Dunning kicks the wheel. Green flag is out, and they're off and heading down to that number one corner.
And they're side by side going in the corner. Dylan on the high side. Oops, jumps the cushion, and that lets Dave DuBois by for the second position.
Top three now, single files. They work their way through turns three and four. Dunning still on the point off of turn number four, lap number two in the books.
And it looks like that Dunning's going to have a little bit better lead than the two guys in the last heat.
And then it's the two-by-two with the high-speed pace lap back behind them as Dylan is in control right now in that number three spot. But working the low side is Lucas Schroff as he comes up off of turn number four. As we are now working lap number three.
Dunning got a little loose coming out of turn four and had to check up, and that got Dave DuBois right on his back bumper, and they're side by side heading into turn three.
DuBois takes it to the high side, Dunning to the low side. Dunning has the point now here on lap number three. I apologize, I got ahead of myself, and the 75 of Brooks Leach has pulled into the infield.
And Dunning takes the lead coming off from turn two on the low side again. It looks like the low side might be the fast way tonight.
Well, we saw that in the last heat race with Ray Bliss picking up the win over Ronnie Cartwright by mere inches at the start-finish line right now. Frank Dunning is holding off Dave DuBois as they work their way down the backstretch here on lap number four.
And Dave was telling me a week or so ago, this is the first time he's had a brand new motor in his car. He's never run with a new motor before.
Top three beginning to pull away. Frank Dunning is your race leader. Dave DuBois sits right there in second. Dallin DeWard is third. Lucian Schroff is fourth. Kenny Peoples Jr. is fifth. And Brian Doolittle brings up the rear with the sail panels as we get the two-to-go sign.
Two-to-go with Frank Dunning about four car lengths over the 6X of Dave DuBois and another six car lengths back to Dylan DeWert. And they stay that way coming off from turn two and heading down the backstretch, coming for white.
Track is in great condition. It is multiple grooves. We've already seen three wide racing as Frank Dunning gets the white flag and he hustles it down to the inside of that number one corner. And DuBois looks to the outside but cannot make the pass happen. Off of turn number two.
If Dunning stays on the low side, I don't think that Dave can do it on the outside.
Off of turn number four, in for the win, Frank Dunning in heat race number two. Dave DuBois will come home second. Dallin DeWart will be third. Lucas Schroff fourth. Kenny Peoples Jr. will be fifth. And Brian Doolittle will round out the field. So Frank Dunning picks up the win here in heat race number two. Ray Bliss in heat race number one. So our two heat winners so far have come from the front row.
You know, here's something we didn't talk about when we first came on. We were talking about the improvements over here. And you see Frank Dunning down here having his picture taken for the heat victory. Used to, they'd come into the infield and up over the old platform scales in the infield and then up to the pits.
Mm-hmm.
The platform scales are no longer in use. They have a four-post electronic scales on a brand-new concrete pad up in the pits.
I saw that earlier this evening.
Yep. So they've done a nice job.
Heat race number three, and we have some heavy hitters in this one.
Yep, there's some real heavy hitters in this one. The 85 of Dan Vauder on the pole outside of him and Dale Welty in the Larry Kennison number 9X. The three car is Joe Jin on the inside of the second row. Outside of him is Kevin Chilson. And third row inside is Kevin Chilson's new teammate, Billy Van Pelt, now driving for Kevin Chilson. Lee Bills outside of him, and his son Mike Bills bringing up the rear in the number six.
So father and son in the back of the pack. Teammates there. Right.
That's a three-car stable now. Kevin Chilson owns them, and there's him, Frank Dunning, and Billy Van Pelt, all out of the same stable. And it seems funny seeing Billy in a red car.
It does. We'll get to that in a minute. Vauder and Welty off of turn number four, a pair of sail panel guys leading them down into that number one corner.
Dan Vauder really likes this racetrack, and he took the lead going into one, and he's stretching it out over Welty, heading down the backstretch into turn three.
Quickly, they get single file, and just as I say that, on the outside of turn number three, Kevin Chilson decides to make a move around Joe Jin, and that's not going to happen until he gets down that number one corner. And here comes Billy the Kid trying to make it three wide, and diamonds it off, and whoa, Jin moves up, one car spinning out.
The 56 of Lee Bills spins it in turn two.
And Chilson does a little plowing of the high side of the banking here. Well, that was a quick yell. Note real quick, special thanks tonight to the fine folks at Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and Coastal181.com. Lou Boyd and the great gang up there doing a tremendous job. Coastal181.com, reading for races.
Here's a new change this year, too. The first time we've had to mention it on the restarts. All restarts and all classes here at Woodhall Raceway in 2010 are Delaware starts.
Yep. We'll explain that in just a second. The green flag is out, and it's a traffic jam behind Vauder.
And Joe Jin looking the outside of the 9X at Dale Welty is a three wide. Billy Van Pelt,
I thought they were going to go four.
Oh, man, that was close.
I thought they were going to go four wide. They are four wide now. What racing here at Woodhall Raceway? Four wide in the back of the pack. Dan Vauder says, thank you very much. I'll take that and keep on trucking.
Yeah, but Dan Vauder's out front, and he can't see the great racing behind him.
That's for sure.
Billy just can't find his way through there.
He's looking, but the hole is just not there right now. Dale Welty sitting in second. Chilson on the inside of Jin as they hustle back down in that number one corner. Billy to the low side. His car doesn't seem like it wants to come off of turn number two. And we got a spin. Nope, he keeps it going. Lee Bills. Nope.
Bellows out again.
That was the thing I don't know if you've noticed it, but it seems like Billy's car just does not want to come off of turn number two and get that run that we're so used to seeing him have here down the backstretch.
Well, as we mentioned, he not only has a new car owner, but he doesn't have his old crew chief anymore.
Yeah, that's different.
And he used to have one of the best, Dwayne Groover, one of the best. And Billy will get it. Don't worry. Billy's a good shoe. He'll figure it out.
Do you recall seeing Billy in a red car?
No. I saw him in an orange late model years ago, a number two on it, and the name over the door said Kurt Van Pelt.
And that's Kurt's old car, from what I understand.
Yep.
The two on the track at the moment, but it still has the familiar orange number two. It just that it's red. This is interesting, too, in this Delaware restart. There's nobody on the inside of the leader.
I always saw Delaware starts in the late model class. I never saw them in modified.
This first time I've seen them modified. Yeah. Starter looks him over, and the green flag is back out in the air here on lap number three. And again, Vauder quickly takes about a three-car length lead. They're three wide through one and two.
And Kevin Chilson looking the outside of Dale Welty, and he takes a second position going into turn three. And Billy is on the outside trying to make the move around Welty.
And as that's happening, again, Lee Bills almost spins out off a turn at number three but gathers it back in. Still a great three-car battle for second spot. Welty holding on. He gets out of shape. And Chilson and Van Pelt go to the outside as they move around Dale Welty here off of turn number four on lap number four.
And we got another spinner. He keeps it going. The six of Mike Bills coming out of turn four. You know, I think Billy's the faster car out there, but he just can't get by to get after Vauder.
And just after you say that, he makes the pass down the backstretch and takes over that number two spot as they get the two-to-go sign.
And I think Billy might run out of time, but I think he, like I told you, he found it. He knows where the fast way is. He's planting that right rear, right on the cushion.
And it's a nice size cushion off of turn number four. The white flag is out for Dan Vauder, the veteran, in the fluorescent orange number 85 and white and black trim machine. Works it off of turn number two. Van Pelt hugs that inside guardrail, almost coming up on that U-tire there. As they come off of turn number four, pointing it down the front stretch, Dan Vauder will go to victory lane here in heat race number three. Billy Van Pelt second, Kevin Chilson third, Dale Welty shuffled back to fourth, Joe Jin fifth, and it's going to be the son, Mike Bills, heading in for fifth over his father, Lee Bills, rounding out our third and final heat race for our 22 cars that are signed in this evening. So all of our drivers in heat race wins have come from the pole, Ray Bliss, or from the front row, I should say, Ray Bliss in heat one, Frank Dunning heat two, Dan Vauder in heat race number three.
Now, a change from last year. Last year, they would take the qualified cars and draw a number and invert a certain number for the feature. And I, for one, didn't like that. I was against it. And obviously, Teddy didn't like it either. So what's happening this year is they draw for their heat like they did before. And they are drawing again for the feature tonight, being the first point night. But they are going to use a three-week handicap system this year.
And with that three-week handicap, when that does come into place, the winner the following week will start no further back than 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And if a driver wins 2 weeks in a row, he'll start no further back than 19th. Which in a field like this, on this bull ring, that's going to make for some very interesting competition here in 358 modified action.
We'll see where these guys draw and where they come out for the feature later on tonight.
We're going to take a short break and be back with more from Woodhull right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Woodhull Raceway, we're almost set to go with our 25-lap season-opening 358 Modified feature event for the 358 Modifieds, along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. A couple of notes before we get rolling with the feature. Just want to remind you, we will be back here several more times throughout the year. Back on June the 10th, it's a Wednesday night special, open small block Modified, triple 15s, 360 late models headlining that show. And then Wednesday night special on the 21st of July, open small blocks along with the Great Sportsman and the 360 late models. We'll be here for when Vern Watson brings his 410 Express in. I wonder if Goggles Paisano might show up that night and race.
It'll have to be in a 410 because his 360 sprint car got destroyed last night.
Oh, boy. And then our final broadcast of the year from here is September 11th, the Lyle Sherwood Memorial Open Small Block Modified Special. And
that's always a good show, but unfortunately I won't be here that night. I'll be at another track on the other side of the county.
And of course that also used to be a T3 358 Modified thing, and I was talking with Ray Bliss earlier tonight. He even says, and I agree, I miss the T3 series.
Well, I may be letting the cat out of the bag here, but I think you'll be seeing, it won't be a T3 series.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another promoter that's talking about doing the same thing under a different banner and running, he specifically said, T3 rules.
Oh, interesting.
And
been great racing. One other thing to remind the fans about, brand new website for the Woodhull Raceway, woodhullraceway.com, and our good friend Kenny Shubb has a program on there every week.
The Woodhull Raceway Report, he does a great job. He records it right in his own home, and then the webmaster puts it on the website, and you can go in and listen to it anytime. And Kenny usually records the show on Sunday mornings, and usually Sunday evening, Monday evening, it's on the
somewhere
website.
Somewhere there.
And he'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on, what's happened, and what's coming up in the future.
And speaking of what's coming up, we have some interesting happenings in this feature event lineup.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, when they were running the heats, the top 12 out of the heats redrew for the feature. I take it back. They drew.
Steve Kellogg just said the word redraw? Holy jeez.
Anyways.
That's a Freudian slip.
And a guy we talked about during the heats, Ray Bliss, Zeke the Streak, drew the pole. Outside of him, Dylan DeWert. Good front row. I think that's going to be a good race to watch. Ronnie Cartwright drew the number three spot. Dan Vauder, fourth. Dan Vauder is going to be tough to beat starting up that front. The lawman, Dave DuBois in the 6X, will start inside the third row. Outside of him, the 06 is Tim Guild. Dale Weldy inside of row four, and next to him will be Kevin Chilson. Row five will be Frank Dunning, and Ronnie White, row 6, Lucas Scroth, and starting 12th, Billy Van Pelt, drew the last number in the hat.
That's going to be interesting to see him in 12th.
I'm sure that he figured out during the heat how to set the car up.
I think as the heat went on, as laps got winding down, he started getting that car dialed in.
The only thing that may throw a curve to him, though, is there's been a couple rain showers.
Yes, 2 rain delays we've had so far. So
the track slicked over a little bit. We'll see how he handles it. I'm sure he'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to the lineup. In row 7, inside row would be Ray Dan. Outside of him, Kenny Peoples Jr. in the 88. Row 8, Joe Ginn and Don Knowles. Row 9, Brian Doolittle and Mike Bills. Starting 19th will be Stacy Jackson. 20th, Brooks Leach. 21st is Lee Bills, and 22nd, Bobby Davis, if he shows. He never showed for the heat, so we'll see what happens. And might add that Bobby Davis's car is a Ford-powered modified.
Interesting, but no relation to the Bobby Davis of the World Outlaw Sprint Car fan.
No relation to Bobby Davis Jr.
Well, promoter Ted White has even popped into the booth, so he's checking out the activities here this evening. We'll take a break anyway, and we'll be back with more from the Woodhull Raceway. You're listening to 358 Modified Action here on the Dirt Track Channel. For 20 years, Rod End Supply has been producing one of the highest quality makes of rod ends on the market. Continuing their prompt and courteous service since 1989, Bob Douglas and his fine staff have not only catered to the circle and drag racing communities, but you'll find their rod ends in NASCAR, the Baja 1000, even your lawnmower or your combine. To learn more, visit rodendsupply.com or call them toll-free at 800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Welcome back to the Woodhull Raceway as the 358 Modifieds make their way out onto the racetrack. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and by Mohs Gold Polish. Introducing Mohs Gold Advantage, just $11.99. Bring the raceway to your driveway, get a race car shine at a pit stop price. And Coastal181.com. The great folks over there, Lou Boyd and the gang, reading for racers, Coastal181.com.
White flag's out. We're going to go green flag. Modifieds are going down the front stretch. Took the white, like I said, on the front row. Ray Bliss taking him down, dialing door outside of him. Second row, Ronnie Cartwright, Dan Vauder. Third row is Dave DuBois and Tim Gould. Fourth row is Dale Weldy, Kevin Chilson, and rounding out top 10, Frank Dunning and Ronnie White.
We have 3 great heats. Let's see if we can come up with a great feature. And, of course, tonight's Mohs Gold clean move of the race later on this evening. Here they come angling off of that number 4 corner, and the green flag is out. And Zeke the Streak's going to leave him off down in that number 1 corner. Whoa, he
Dylan drifted 4-1 way
off of 2.
And he's all the way back to 4th place. Dylan DeWert over Dan Vauder and Ronnie Cartwright. And the 06 just took out the 27. Well, they stayed green.
And they're beating and banging down the front stretch. Look out, Billy Van Pelt in trouble. He gathers it back and in. The 6 goes for a slide in there.
Ray Dan slides to the infield. No yellow yet. No yellow yet. That was all caused by the 06 out of shape right from the get-go.
And there's still no caution. We're cleaning, not cleaning green, but it's still no caution with the 06 sitting in the infield, which is unusual. What happened there was Ray Bliss was trying to get into that inside group. One car slides up high to the outside off of turn number 1 and 2. That's going to bring out the caution. That's the 81 machine of Don Knowles up on the high side there between 1 and 2. What happened there was he cut that inside corner. When he did, the car just pushed and it went right up the straight, right up the track.
And then the 06, Tim's a good kid. Well, I'm trying to be politically correct here. He shouldn't be starting up front. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's luck of the draw tonight. As we mentioned, there will be a 3-week average, and the winner, after a couple of weeks here, will start no further back than 13th, and if they do go back-to-back wins, that's when they will start 19th the next week. So we are under caution, and 2 laps are in the books. They are tending to the 81 machine, Don Knowles, and you were talking about the guys up front, and interesting, in the top 6, we have 4 drivers with sail panels.
I really don't believe that the sail panels do that much good on this short track over here.
No, and it was interesting that conversation was taking place in the pits earlier with a young gentleman and Billy Van Pelt, and Billy saying you don't go fast enough for them to even take effect.
Right. talking up with a couple guys up there, had the same conversation. But Dan Vauder out front right now over Dylan DeWert, and I'm at a loss for words. Who's on the outside?
That's okay.
Dave DuBois, I believe.
We got to talk about this Delaware restart because something doesn't seem right about it, but we'll get back to that in just a second. Off of turn four, and the green flag is out. And trying to make a move to the inside, but not having any luck on that time, was Dave DuBois. Dylan DeWert down there underneath. Couple guys get to get to the back of the pack. We're cleaning greens. They go hustling down to that number three corner. Oh, look out. We almost had a couple guys get around, but still it's Dan Vauder out front.
And he's trying to pull away from Dylan DeWert and Dave DuBois. And Vauder, he very much likes this racetrack. Hauls a long ways to get here, and he's proving it tonight how much he likes it. So far, he's proving it.
Top three now of pulled away single file. Then it's two by two back to the next three rows. Tim Gill leading the charge. Right behind him is Ronnie Cartwright, and it's the other two of Billy the Kid Van Pelt.
Billy from the 12th position just took over fifth.
And he's on the charge, working that outside groove off of turn number four. Will he make the pass? Yes, he'll get by Tim Gould down to turn number one here on lap number five, and he is up in the fourth. But as I say that, Tim comes right back, but back comes Billy.
Well, Billy slid up the corner a little bit, and Tim Gould came underneath him. Billy is really on the high side.
He is
way up on the top side.
Rim riding it. We go four wide off of turn number four. Clean and green. The 88 showing some sparks off of turn number two. Dan Vauder still your race leader. Dylan DeWert second. Dave DuBois third. Billy Van Pelt is fourth. Tim Gill is fifth. And Dale Welty, we haven't talked about him. He's on the charge. He is now up into fifth.
Fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth is all right there under the blanket.
They trouble just over in turn number two. Couple cars
get
around. 85 machine of Brooks Leach, the 30, or is that the three car? No, it's the 32.
I can't see what car it is. I think it's the three car.
And then there's one other one. That might be the 88.
That's the 88 of Kenny Peoples Jr., that I know.
So we are under our second caution of the broadcast, and that coming here on lap number seven. We will take a break and be back with more from the Woodhull Raceway right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Woodhull Raceway with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. Lap 7 in the record book. Dan Vauder still out in front.
Dylan DeWert second. Running third at the moment is Dave DuBois. And it's going to get interesting here. We had some heavy hitters coming up through the pack as they come off of turn number 4. The green flag is back out from
Scott Colgrove.
Thank you.
Dylan DeWert looked underneath Dan Vauder coming out of turn 4. And he's underneath him and side by side heading down the backstretch.
Dylan working that low side. Vauder on the inside. Here comes Billy Van Pelt. He thought about the inside as well. Makes a move up into that number two spot on the inside. On the one, trying to take on Dan Vauder. It's a three-car battle for the leads. They work their way down the backstretch and then turn number three.
Well, Billy, we were right. Billy got the kinks worked out of it, and he's working that car. It'll work any place on the racetrack. Right now, he's side-by-side with Dylan DeWert for the lead going into turn one.
Dan Vauder still using that high side. Here they come off of that number two corner down the backstretch. Dylan still by about a quarter car length. Here comes Billy working the inside. Three wide off of that number three corner. Billy has it, gets a little squirrely, gathers it back in. 10 laps are in the record books. And Billy Van Pelt, the defending track champions, back out in front. But here comes Vauder with the runoff of turn number two.
Well, Vauder down off the backstretch. He kind of got squeezed over there by Dylan DeWert. And don't look now, but here's Dave DuBois closing in on the top three in the fourth position.
Dave DuBois in fourth, Tim Gild in fifth, Dale Welty in sixth, and Ronnie Cartwright in seventh, Frank Dunning in eighth, Kevin Chilson in ninth, and the 56th of Lee Bills from the back of the pack from inside row 11 up to 10th.
Well, Billy started in the 12th position and took the lead on lap 10, and now he's just stretching it out. He's got half a straight on the second place car of Dylan DeWert now.
Vather coming up now as they come off of turn number four halfway this time by. 13 down, 12 to go in our 25-lap feature event. Glad to have you with us here from the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York. Billy Van Pelt opening up about a 20-car length lead, but here comes Vather. Oh, a little nudge in the back there. He got a pretty good run, and that opens the door on the inside for Dave DuBois, but he cannot make the pass happen.
Looks like Dylan's developing a little push, and he's having to back off going into corners, and Vather was right there and kind of did a little bump drafting on him. Now Vather looks on the inside of him going into turn three, and he's going to make the pass pretty much with ease. No, Dylan comes right back on the outside.
Oh, they got together.
They jumped wheels, but they still kept going.
Meanwhile, while that's happening, it's a full straightaway lead now for Billy Van Pelt as he continues to walk away here on lap number 15.
This race for second place is really something, and Scott Kogel pointing the flag at both of them.
Yeah. Oh, the three car detonating off of turn number four. Not to worry about the mosquitoes tonight, that's for sure. And well, off of turn number four, here comes the battle for second. Dylan still.
Oh, right out next to the new concrete wall. And they were side by side crossing the start-finish line. And Vather takes the spot from Dylan DeWert heading down into turn three.
Dylan now working that low groove. Not the first driver to test the wall tonight. We already saw that in the late model feature. Somebody already christened it with the sparks flying off. Meanwhile, Billy Van Pelt is in the next county already.
He's in a different zip code right now. He's got a full straightaway lead on the second and third place cars.
19 laps are in the books. This is a great battle here for second. Dan Vather in the fluorescent orange numbers with the white. And we have one car, the 13 machine, turned around in turn number three. That will wipe out the lead that Billy Van Pelt had here on lap number 19. Now, speaking of wipeout, And that's a perfect segue.
The Safaris did wipe out.
Yes, it is, but it's also beach music. And when we think of beaches and we think of tropical paradises, we think of Hawaii.
And
there's a very special person in Hawaii.
And when we think of Hawaii, I think of my son who was stationed at Pearl Harbor over there. And I know that him and his shipmates are going to be listening to this. And he is assigned to the USS Hawaii, a nuclear submarine. They're in port right now doing some work on the boat. And then they're going to head out and going to be gone for quite a while.
Well, anyway, we want to thank him and all of his shipmates for their service to our country and for protecting the greatest nation in the world. We greatly appreciate it. And I understand he and I share a birthday.
June 8th.
And we will be together, you and I, on June 8th, Pencan Speedway.
Yep.
Down there with Reed and Al and all the great folks at Pencan Speedway.
Always. That's going to be interesting because we're going to be doing it outdoors down there.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
White flag has been displayed. They're in turn three coming around four for the green on the restart.
Off of turn four, Billy Van Pelt drops the hammer and brings him down to the green flag, and you can see the track starting to take rubber, the reflection of the cars off of the speedway. Now let's see if Vather has anything for Billy Van Pelt. Five to go this time by. Five laps to go in the season opening 358 modified feature event here at the Woodhull Raceway.
And Billy picks up right where he left off, starting to stretch it out a little bit. Vather catches him in the corner, then Billy just pulls away going down the backstretch. A good six car lengths on him going into three.
And everybody is using that inside groove through turns one and two. His 21 laps are now in the books. Whoa, we got one car around.
Frank Gunning.
And he was going around and had a little help from Ronnie Cartwright. Not intentionally at all.
We'll want to make that. Race drivers don't do that.
No, it was very clear. He was starting to go around, and then Ronnie Cartwright was hard on the gas and just couldn't stop in time. And so we are back under caution here on lap number 21.
There's a little bumper tag being played between Cartwright and Dunning here.
They're not too happy, are they? And let's see what happens here. Back, Dunning's in front of Cartwright.
I think Cartwright might be going back behind him at the tail end.
Interesting. But we saw it happen, and honestly, I didn't
see it.
I saw the beginning of it, but I didn't think that Cartwright got into Dunning. But then again, I didn't see the full thing. But
obviously, they saw it different than you.
Well, that's why they get paid the big bucks, and we don't.
But you know what they do? They're putting the 2B back behind the 31 so we can do it again.
Also, we want to let race fans know that I have another website up and running now. I know you enjoy You spent time on asphalt. You've enjoyed yourself with the asphalt modifieds. We have a site.
Spent about five or six years on the asphalt.
The other site we have is openwheeltoday.com. We cover the asphalt modifieds and the IndyCar series. And as far as I know, we're the only independent production company that is streaming audio for both asphalt, dirt, and a weekly IndyCar show.
You got your hands full, don't you?
Yes, I do. Interesting combination, isn't it?
Speaking of IndyCars, on July 2nd, it is IndyCar meet and greet at Black Rock Speedway over in Dundee, New York, and we will be there doing a webcast that night.
And I will be covering the IndyCar circuit on that weekend, plus I will be covering the Indy 500. I'll be leaving on the 12th of May, heading out to Indianapolis. Can't wait for that. We'll be having daily reports from the Speedway, and we'll also have a live version of our IndyCar show, which is called Beyond the Bricks. It airs every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll have broadcast from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Beyond the Bricks, but we're going to have a live broadcast. We're just waiting for final confirmation, 9:30 to 10:30 is the tentative time on race day. So that's going to be a thrill to broadcast on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on race day for the running of the 500.
When you get out to Indy, though, I'll be watching it on TV, and you make sure you wave to me so I
will
see you.
Me and the other 300,000 people that are going to be there.
We're going green. They're in turn three coming out of four. They'll fire at the cone out of four, and there they go. Green is flying, and Billy takes off once again, pulls away from Dan Vauder.
And quickly, Vauder goes to the outside. Van Pelt slides up, keeps it right through the center, one and two. Goes to the high side down the back stretch now. Vauder working that outside move, hiking that left front. That opens the door for Dylan coming up into that inside in that number one corner now. 22 laps are in the books.
Well, I really don't think Dylan wants that low side, but in order to pass him, you got to go where they're not.
Billy hugging that inside line perilously close to that U-tire that time by. The battle right now is for second between Dylan DeWert and Dan Vauder. Vauder, with the momentum, has that number two spot and begins to pull away from Dallin into turn number three.
Vauder's changed and gone to the bottom groove now. I think he developed a push up the top, and now he's back down to the bottom. White flag is out. Billy's still pulling away.
Wow, I missed the two-to-go sign there, or did we miss a lap?
I don't know. But
I'm not sure, but it was
Billy's
quick.
In turn three. The white flag has flown. He's coming out of four for the double checkers.
Billy Van Pelt will pick up win number one the 2010 season here at Woodhull. Dan Vauder second. Dylan DeWert third. Dave DuBois fourth, and it looks like 9X of Dale Welty unofficially.
Unofficially, I got Billy Van Pelt, Dan Vauder, Dylan DeWert, Dave DuBois, and Dale Welty.
All right, sounds great. And it was a great feature, and there's congratulations from Dylan to Billy Van Pelt. And we'll take a break, and we'll hear from some of the drivers. Plus, we'll have to discuss what the Moe's Gold clean move of the race was. So we'll have to think about that one because there was a bunch of things happening out there. So we'll take a break. Billy Van Pelt in Victory Lane back with more from Woodhull Raceway right after this.
For 20 years, Rod End Supply has been producing one of the highest quality makes of rod ends on the market. Continuing their prompt and courteous service since 1989, Bob Douglas and his fine staff have not only catered to the circle and drag racing communities, but you'll find their rod ends in NASCAR, the Baja 1000, even your lawnmower or your combine. To learn more, visit rodendsupply.com or call them toll-free at 800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
Welcome back here to the Woodhull Raceway in our post-race show. We're joined by tonight's winner, Billy Van Pelt. Billy, congratulations. First night out here at Woodhull. You go from 12th to the win. Talk about tonight's victory.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, it's sweet. We're new crew. It's one of the old cars that we used to have when I drove for Ted White. And it's got an Empson motor in it. It's not what we normally run, but the whole package is just working really sweet for us. I mean, the car worked really good, and we made the right adjustments, so I got to thank the Chilson brothers with the Instant Heat Spiegel's race car here. So that's pretty awesome.
It looked like in the heat race you were struggling in the early portions of it, but came on later on in the event, and then, of course, two rain delays. How much did that track change from your heat race to the time you guys went out for the feature?
Heat race, it was a little slick, and I was kind of struggling to try to get by the cars and stuff there. It was a little bit tight. There was, two or three cars racing there, and you just kind of got to wait, There was no hole to get through, and I finally broke free, and when I did, and then I just tried a couple different lanes, but it definitely was slippery in the heat, and we made a ton of adjustments. We made the right adjustments, so.
Yeah, it seemed like you made adjustments as you started coming on. Talk about making adjustments. What did you do coming up to lap 10 when you took the lead?
Just drove the race car. I didn't touch anything inside of it. The tires started getting better and better that we put on. We put a pretty hard tire on because it's pretty dry. And we put a real, real hard tire on. And the car, as I went, the better the car worked.
Talk about this new team and how you guys have gelled and how different it is not having Dwayne as your crew chief.
Dwayne is a big part of my life, and he was always a great, great crew chief. And he chose to stay with Ted and work with the racetrack, and he's got a boy he's working with on go-karts. This crew are a blast. We go down, we work on the race cars. We spent the winter. My race car was completed by Christmas. I mean, it was awesome. The only thing we had to do was get it lettered. So they have just been phenomenal. They've been super nice to me. And they brought me aboard to try to help their program and get their program picked up. And I think they'll be there. I think they're going to come. They had a little hard luck tonight. They were both running up near the front when they both had trouble. So let's see what happens.
This is a sign of things to come here at Woodhull. I mean, you've always been the man to beat the last several years. So has been your brother. But coming out of the box and winning with a brand new team, how has that set the tone for the season?
I hope that's a good tone. I'm excited, like I said. The car, like I said earlier, the car just worked awesome. It drove good. We made the right adjustments. They listened to me very well. And I just drove the wheels off it. And when I got to the lead there, I just was trying to go just as fast as I could and just make good, consistent laps. And that's how you win races here. And, you know, hopefully my 20 years experience is paying off.
Well, indeed, it paid off tonight. And, of course, you also picked up the Mohs Gold Polish clean move of the race. So congratulations on a great night and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Sean.
Time now for the Mohs Gold Polish clean move of the race, brought to you by Mohs Gold Polish, featuring Mohs Gold Advantage, their brand new product for just $11.99, available on the internet at mohsgold.com.
We were right. Billy got the kinks worked out of it, and he's working that car. It'll work any place on the racetrack. Right now, he's side-by-side with Dylan DeWert for the lead going into turn one.
Dan Vather's still using that high side. Here they come off of that number two corner down the backstretch. Dylan still by about a quarter car length. Here comes Billy working the inside. Three wide off of that number three corner. Billy has it, gets a little squirrely, gathers it back in. 10 laps are in the record books. And Billy Van Pelt, the defending track champions, back out in front. But here comes Vather with the runoff of turn number two.
And that was tonight's Mohs Gold Polish clean move of the race. Mohs Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Mohs Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Mohs Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Mohs Gold Quick Wipe-On Wipe-Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Mohs Gold finish. Mohs Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Mohs Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit mohsgold.com. That's mosgold.com. Mohs Gold Polish is the official polish of openwheeltoday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Mohs Gold clean move of the race. Mohs Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
And here is the full field rundown for you. Again, Billy Van Pelt, your winner. Dan Vather, second. Dylan DeWert, third. Dave DuBois, fourth. And Dale Welty, fifth. Tim Guild, sixth. Brian Doolittle, seventh. Ray Bliss, Jr., eighth. Lee Bills, ninth. And Stacy Jackson, tenth. Kevin Chilson, 11th. Ron Cartwright, 12th. Joe Ginn, 13th. Lucas Schroff, 14th. Ron White, 15th. Kenny Peoples Jr., 16th, Brooke Leach, 17th, Donnie Knowles, 18th, Ray Dan, 19th, and Mike Bills rounding out the top 20. Three heats for the 22 cars were won by Ray Bliss, Frank Dunning, and Dan Vather. Great opening night for the 358 Modifieds. Billy Van Pelt going to victory lane.
What a surprise. Billy Van Pelt winning at Woodhull Raceway.
From 12th.
From 12th position.
Great racing all night in the Modified.
Yeah.
Great racing.
And the move that Billy put to take the lead, going in high into three and then diving down low and passing Vather coming out of four on the 10th lap, that was a great move.
And that was the
Moe's Gold Polish clean move of the race. And your final thoughts before we sign off for night number one of five here at Woodhull Raceway this year?
Well, the big thing I want to do is congratulate Teddy White on what he's done over here at the racetrack. Not only just the appearance of the track with the new walls and the new yellow lights and so on and so on, but the way the people are treated, the way the show is run, and even as far as the concession food, they changed their suppliers, and the hamburgers are absolutely
fantastic.
Great over
cheeseburgers
here,
fantastic.
And Brandy, his girlfriend, she's working her tail off over here.
Every time I turn around, she was flying back and forth all night long, and I was getting a little dizzy.
But Ted and his whole crew, hats off to you guys. You've done
thumbs
a fantastic
up.
Job.
Yep, two thumbs up. And again, June 16th is the next time we're back here at the Woodhull Raceway to bring you more action with the modifieds here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. But the next time you and I are together is June 8th.
At Penn Can Speedway in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. That'll be a Tuesday night show.
And as we mentioned before to the fans, we do have a site for asphalt racing, openwheeltoday.com. We do have NEMA Midgets and the Super Modified broadcast already lined up. That's up and running. We'll have the Modified Racing Series. We have several of their events coming up as well. On top of that, we may have some news about some broadcasts while I'm out in Indiana. And when you think of Indiana, you think of non-wing sprint cars.
Yeah.
Besides the brick
yard.
Watch them back them in.
USAC.
No, not necessarily USAC, but, I mean, USAC runs out there. But I'll tell you what, wouldn't the non-wings be awesome here?
Oh, man.
The midgets would be fantastic here.
Speaking of wings, there is a show that you and I will be over here.
Yes.
And it's a 410 360 sprint challenge. It'll pit Vern Watson's 410 Express Series against the ASCS Patriots.
Oh, that's going to be a blast.
I can't wait to see that show.
That is going to be something else. I have not seen, every time I want to get to see the wing sprint cars, it rains out up here. So hopefully it won't, because the night before, unfortunately,
they're doing the same thing at Clinton County that night.
And I have to be in New York City to call the Cop Fire charity baseball game, because certain people on the other side, not the fire department, decide when the race was going to be or the broadcast was going to be. I'm like, hey.
I am thinking serious of going to Clinton County that night to watch that.
And if you have not seen a 410 sprint car show at Clinton County, you need to get down there
and see it. I got sold on it last year.
I know you did. So, Steve, it's always a pleasure working with you. Look forward to working with you again on June 8th, but also back here on June 16th at the Woodhull Raceway.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Tonight's broadcast of the season-opening 358 Modified feature at the Woodhull Raceway has been brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Moe's Gold Polish, fast clean, fast polish, fast shine. That's the Moe's Gold difference. Coastal181.com. Reading for racers, and by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. For Steve Kellogg and the entire staff here at the Dirt Track Channel, I'm Sean Wood. Again, we'll be back at the Woodhull Raceway with another webcast on June 16th. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night from the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.